the Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, August the 5th, and you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
What a great Saturday we had, didn't we?
It was a bit special, wasn't it?
It was. It was the
Do you want to tell the listener what we did?
Shall I?
Yeah, go on.
Or do you want to?
No, you tell them.
You'll only interrupt if I do tell them, anyway.
Shut up, I'll tell them.
It was the fabulous...
No, you tell them.
The Josie Maguire.
It was.
The writer.
Yeah.
It was her, I think it was her 39th birthday.
Yeah, something like that. It was a special one, at least 21 or something.
Yeah. And, of course, the Chris Pollard at Chris Connect on the Twitter, at Chris Connect It, actually... Let's make sure we say the IT.
Co.
And not anything...
Co.
Not a T.
Co.
Isn't it Chris Connect It?
Co.
Is there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to check it in a minute.
No, it is.
I thought that was Brian's at Connect-a-Co.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're winding me up. I'm going to check.
Okay.
If you're wrong,
cool,
there'll be corrections
whatever.
To be made.
Okay.
And there was a beautiful, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, chocolate, gluten-free chocolate
cake. Start on the food straight away. Yeah, let's straight in with the food.
I tell you, Paul Andrews, and listener, the size of that, her tins. Ooh, the size of her tins.
Yeah, I know, it was commenting on.
It was amazing.
Look at the tins on that, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any left. Because I was going to ask for...
That is the funniest thing you said ever, Jules. I saw you look at that cake. Is there any left?
It was gorgeous.
I mean, it went within 5 seconds of you spotting it.
We'd all like a sister like that, wouldn't we? Because...
Who, Ursula?
She cooked the whole thing.
Oh, the whole buffet was superb. Not just the chocolate cake.
And salmon.
And the pavlova and all the rest of it.
Yeah, and lovely
but
cheese.
There was other things happening other than the food, though, Jules. I know you don't know that, but there was
no donkey cheese.
There was no donkey cheese.
But it was a lovely celebration.
It was. It was fabulous. And there were loads of good friends
there. There's only one thing that spoiled it for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
have
to come.
The double act that did the speech.
Oh, I know. Ridiculous,
wasn't it? A bit worried about them, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, no, it was a good day. And happy birthday to Miriam. And well done to Chris and Ursula and everybody for organising that. It was a fabulous day.
I found a plectrum. Is it yours?
You found a plectrum?
Plectrum. Yeah. Is it
a
yours?
A plectrum. No, I don't pluck.
No.
Do you pluck?
Only on a Friday.
Okay. I'll tell you what then.
Who's the sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Fruit Bowl Media.
Lovely.
The web design company based over there in Canterbury.
That'll be the
in
lovely
Stow
George.
That will be the lovely George and the lovely Tony and the lovely Jamie.
Yeah.
Yes, and all the folks over at Fruit Bowl Media. So thank you to them for sponsoring today's show. It's much appreciated. We've had loads of tweets, loads of emails. We'd love to hear from you, the listeners of Kent.
And phone calls. Lots of people are phoning in asking how they listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Tune in app. Or listen via the website or on a tablet or any other kind of way that you want to, really. You can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with the show while we're live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We have already had 9,872 tweets, and I will be reading them shortly. And we've also had even more than that emails. But do keep your tweets and emails coming. We will try to get round to all of them, although we can't always promise. But we'd love to hear from you, the listeners out there in the business world. So thank you for that. And I think we'll kick off, Jules. You can start with an email while I get my Twitter sorted out.
Okay, you get your tweets sorted
out. I'll get my tweets sorted out.
I will read. I just wanted to say a big hello on the Twitter, as you told me to read emails, to Stuart...
Oh, I knew you wouldn't do what I asked you to do.
Stuart Saffery, who's at Sat
Stu.
Selection.
Stu.
He says, he's listening in, he says, I don't know about you, but I have the fantastic Paul Andrews and the even more fantastic Jules Serkin.
He doesn't say that at all. Yeah. I read that tweet. It doesn't mention that at all. You made that up.
It's a little bit worrying, though. He says, we're both coming in his ears, which worries me a little bit.
Well,
He says, on now. So is that a cryptic thing? I don't know. And he's also talking about cheddar biscuits.
Right.
He's talking about cheddar biscuits. So he's obviously eating those while he listens. I suppose it's a lunchtime
anyway,
show.
Anyway, Stuart, welcome. Thank you for listening in.
Yes.
It's great to have you join us.
Now for an email. Cling on to your seat. Listen, I'm going to read you
cling
an email.
On.
Cling on
this
to
is
your
Star
seat.
Trek.
I never watched that. I don't know. It's somebody with pointy ears. Institute of Directors, talking of pointy ears, there's a charity forum. 12th of August at the police headquarters, which is well worth going to, listener. And they've invited Anne Barnes, who's the Police and Crime Commissioner for Kent, and she's going to come and share her thoughts and ideas on the role that the charity sector plays in Kent and how they interface with the police and criminal justice sector. And Mrs. Barnes has years of experience in her role as PCC. What does PCC stand
police
for? Police Crime Commissioner.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that.
See, if you read them long enough, it's got it all in there.
And she knows that policing cannot stand alone, and it's always great to listen to, and totally committed to Kent she is. And there will be members and managers from the charity sector there, but you're all welcome. So to find out about the free place for every charity, please contact leslie.bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, at iod.com.
Fantastic.
So that sounds great, and that's on the 12th of August, listener.
Brilliant, thank you. I've had an email from Karen at Breathing Shore, and she says, "Hi Paul and Jules, I'm listening into the show today, and it would be great if you got time to mention my business, which is Breathe Insurance Brokers. I'm a business insurance broker based in Medway, happy to offer easy to understand and free advice to Kent business owners who aren't sure what cover they need. And here's my top insurance tip of the day."
Oh yeah, let's have a tip.
If you use subcontractors, make sure that you have the right insurance in place for them, especially if they're a labour only, because they won't be covered under your normal employee insurance. So that's a top tip there from Karen at Breathe Insure. And you can follow Karen on the Twitter at Breathe Insure. That's all one word. Or let me just scroll down. And her website is www.breatheinsurance, all one word, breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, breatheinsurance.co.uk. So do check that out.
That's a really good tip, isn't it? We do like listener tips.
Yeah, and I've also had an email from, and this is the chap that rang earlier as well, from Dave Ramzan, and he's telling us about the Day of Sin. This is up your street, Jules.
Yeah.
The Day of Sin.
Yeah, when is it?
The Smuggler Festival. Now, I don't know if you know, you're old enough, but most of our listeners probably aren't. Mm. There was a series on TV in the mid to late 60s starring Patrick McGoohan called Dr. Sin.
Smuggling Buck.
Dr. Sin the Scarecrow. Smugglers. Listen, Dr. Sin the Scarecrow.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, well, there was only six in the series, and it was written by a chap called Russell Thorndike, the book, and there are a lot more books than there
what
were
year
TV
was
series.
It?
1960s. But the whole franchise was bought by Disney, and Disney turned it into a film.
Really?
Which was very successful. And then Disney redid the film last year and relaunched it. And Dave has emailed in to say, because the whole Dr. Sin thing took place on Romney Marsh. That's the link.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Russell Thorndike, who is the guy that wrote it, actually lived in New Romney when he wrote it. And he says, "Hello, Paul. I'm contacting you, following on from my telephone call, on behalf of the Day of Sin Committee in regards to the 50th anniversary of the Day of Sin, a biannual festival held in Dymchurch celebrating Kent's fictional 18th century smuggler, made famous by author and actor Russell Thorndike. This year's a festival, which takes place over the coming August Bank Holiday weekend, the 22nd to the 24th of August, is the 50th year of the festival. I'm hoping that you may be interested in this event as a local interest program featuring, and if you could help. It's a not-for-profit event, and we're trying to raise money and awareness prior to the weekend. So there's a website associated with this, which is Days of Sin, and Sin is spelled S-Y-N. Days of Sin, all one word, .co.uk, and there's a Facebook page titled Day of Sin, and you can also get hold of Dave on his mobile, which is 07860 713 619. Do check it out. It's a very well known thing. I think if you actually Google it, Sin the Scarecrow, you'll immediately go, "Oh, I've seen that," or "I know about that," because it is quite well known, although people don't always know what it's called. But that's the Sin at 50 special event taking place over the August Bank Holiday weekend, 23rd to the 25th of August.
Well, I think I'm probably too young for that. I can't remember.
No,
I think,
you're not.
Yeah, I think in the 60s.
No, you're not.
Yeah, 60s. I was
no,
about,
you're not.
I was one or something.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I can remember Andy Pandy and Listen with Mother and things.
There
I remember
you go, then.
The men landing on the moon once. Right. I remember that vaguely. And the Beatles, I remember watching that. And then I used to watch Mick McManus.
Do you know?
I used to sit on my dad's lap and eat a banana sandwich and watch
Mick McManus.
Do you remember Mick McManus?
Yeah, yeah, on TV, Jackie Palo.
You see,
yeah.
Mike Delaney should look at old films of Mick McManus.
Why?
Because the choreography, that was all choreographed, wasn't it?
Well, it was wrestling, though. Yeah, it didn't involve a ball at all.
No, I know, but it's all, they all used to, you know, throw themselves over and bounce on the things. Have you ever watched it, Mike?
No, I've never seen that, no.
Google it. Mick McManus. Okay. Because, didn't they? They used to...
It was wrestling. It was basically before WWF. It was in the early days of wrestling, and it was just...
Yeah, but that's all choreographed as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 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 it was. It was all
You've
choreographed
got my
then.
Gist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
no,
I said.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So he's going to watch it.
It was big. It was big back in the 1920s when Jules first started watching it.
Banana sandwiches on a Saturday afternoon. It was
yeah,
lovely.
No, I was going to say something far more interesting than all of that, and you interrupted me, and I can't think what
I'm
it was now.
I'm not sure there's anything more interesting than a decent banana sandwich.
No, it was something to do with what you were wobbling. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Talking about from the 1950s and what have you. You know, I recently had a little contretemps with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, you and Marilyn, I
yeah.
know.
Do you know what today is?
Marilyn Monroe Day?
It's the anniversary of her sad demise.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 5th of August. Oh, she passed away, age 36. What a blow.
Yeah, that is a blow. But then again, you've got the new one, haven't you? The new Marilyn Monroe.
The new Marilyn,
the
who was gorgeously lovely. Yeah.
Who sang to you.
Who sang me a very lovely song, didn't
well,
she?
Well, it's that, and you've also been frolicking with Spearmint Rhino ladies, haven't you?
Yeah, but that was an accident.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure it was.
No, it was an accident.
I think you approached them.
Yeah, I did.
They were running.
Yeah, come back. Yeah. But I hasten to add, it wasn't at Spearmint Rhino. It was actually at Brown's Hatch. But apart from that...
Oh, yeah, you weren't at Spearmint Rhino.
No.
I mean, even you wouldn't go that
no,
far.
No, absolutely.
But I'm sure you're probably invited.
I just thought it was a hot day for them to be standing around with no clothes on, out on a racetrack with burning heat. And I just invited them back to our... hospitality suite, and they kindly took me up on the offer.
Do you know what?
All 22 of them.
I know, and you were surrounded. Oh, listener, he was unbearable the following week. You know, we've got the lovely Liz Gilson, who's at Nurse Liz on the Twitter, at Nurse Liz J. I think it might have a dot in there as well. I can't quite see with my glasses. But she's listened to the Scoff and Quaff show from the USA.
Oh, sorry
Superior
about that.
Show.
Yeah, no, don't worry. It gets better.
And now she's listening to us.
Well, it gets better. Don't worry. Sorry you had to listen to that rubbish
earlier. I've asked her. She's in New York City.
Oh, hi. Whereabouts in New York? Do we know?
Well, she says listening live from NYC area. And I'm not selling anything, she says.
Cool.
And I've asked her what time it is there. What time would it be?
It's 5 hours time difference, isn't it?
Ahead?
So, no. So it'll be early morning now.
Oh, yeah. She says it's 8 a.m.
See?
So she's... Well, gosh. And she got up early to listen to Scoff and Quarrel.
There you go. What's her name again?
It's... Oh, I knew you'd ask me when I put my... I was about to be diligent and read an email. Liz Gilson. She's at nurse liz.j, I think that is. I'm squinting.
Hi, Liz. Thank you for joining in. Do let us know what part of New York you're in. I used to live in New York, so we may have been neighbours at one time.
You've lived everywhere, really,
yeah, I have.
Haven't you? And Union 23, big hello to you guys listening. And Justin Dean, hello. Hello to you.
Are you reading my tweets?
Maybe.
You are. You're reading my tweets.
They're on my timeline.
You're supposed to be reading emails, and you're reading my tweets, and you're reading them from the top of the list as well.
It's the only way to go. Jigsaw Cloud, and they say that's KLOUD. And they say it's Business Bunker O'Clock with the lovely Jules Serkin, Channel Radio, go.
Right.
Yeah, see. I've got a lovely email here, I'm going to read it out.
I thought you were going to say I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
I'll sing that in a minute and okay. you can hum it. Kent Independent Traders Awards, this is an interesting one. The future is small, they say, with more and more small businesses emerging and thriving in Kent. The impact on small businesses have on the economy is a force to be reckoned with, and this is why we should celebrate and encourage this growth. And the third Kent Independent Trader Awards, that's the KITA, K-I-T-A, nominations are open until the 15th of August. Being nominated or nominating yourself is not just about flattery, it's about letting the world know that you're there. And know how you are growing and how you can take your business seriously. The benefits of winning an award are tenfold, they say, and it's been shown time and time again that customers and clients are more likely to select an award-winning company to do business with. So if you want to get involved, you can go on to www.kentindependenttraders.co.uk. And if you want to support the awards, you can email hello@kentindependenttraders.co.uk. And for your diary, the awards ceremony takes place Thursday the 25th of September 2014 at Bearsted Golf Club near Maidstone. And there'll be a lovely evening celebrating the success of independent businesses from all over Kent.
Absolutely.
So that's a good one. It's a long way for Nurse Liz to go, though, isn't it?
It is, but it's a highly, highly, highly worthwhile thing. And they are absolutely right. For those of you that have heard me waffle in some of my speeches, I do a talk entitled Small is Beautiful, and it's about the move away from big and large institutions to smaller businesses being the future. And I was reading a report yesterday that supermarket retailers have completely redesigned their new strategy and are now moving away from hypermarkets and big out-of-town shopping complexes and going to micro stores. Well, who'd have thunk it?
I know.
Well, who'd have thunk it?
Well, look at what Morrisons are doing. It's atrocious. They've got that market stall thing, which just annoys me. You know,
they're trying to recreate that small. They're trying to go from big to small because even they have realised that that's not what people want anymore. They don't want big, giant hypermarkets any longer.
And we much choice.
We want personal service and we want it delivered nicely in a convenient place locally.
Well, if you listen to Scoff and Quaff Superior Show, you can listen live later on. You can listen again later on 3ws.scoffquaff.co.uk. You'll hear Riverford, who have just won Best Ethical Awards again for the fourth year running. And they deliver lovely little small boxes of things.
Absolutely.
You might want.
Right, I'm going to read a couple more tweets.
Off you go.
And then we'll go to a music track, and then we'll talk to our first guest.
Lovely.
We've had a tweet from Lee at Ancorians Football Club over there in Medway, who says they're listening in. Hello, Lee, and all the folks over at Ancorians Football Club, and especially their mascot, Sammy the Starfish, who's great to have you listening in. Thank you. We've also had Poacher and Partridge. And they say, will we be seeing Vanilla Web, that's me, at our exclusive pre-opening taster events in September?
Well, we have had an invitation. I've also been invited.
Oh, have you? What are we tasting?
I think it's the opening of a... Isn't it the opening of a pub or a restaurant? I've forgotten. I need to look.
Okay, well,
it's on
we
my
going?
List. Yeah, yeah, we are.
Are we going?
Definitely,
okay.
Yeah. September
cool.
the... Well, I had a choice of two nights, I think. It was a Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, then the answer is yes, we're going,
I'll
apparently.
Go if you drive.
No,
you know,
change
why?
There then.
No. Yeah. And Alex Waterton is on. Now, he's giving a talk at Lenley's at the Kent Business Tweet-Up on the last Thursday of the month. That's, I don't know what the last Thursday of the month is. I'll look it up in a minute. Last Thursday, 10 a.m. at Lenley's in Canterbury. It's a free business networking event. Details are www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And he's going to be talking about Microsoft. And then he's going to come back to my house for a spot of lunch.
Is he?
And he's going to sort out some calendars for me. So booking guests will become much easier, Paul Andrews.
Wow, blimey.
Maybe I'll teach you an old dog new tricks. So that you can share your calendars.
I was almost rude to you there, and I'm not normally rude to you.
No, well, you are, actually.
Oh, yeah, I am.
I mean, that picture
I forgot.
Tweeted
no,
out
I am.
Is,
I thought I was quite good, actually. I've had a tweet from JR Car Parts as well, and it says, hi, Paul, could you give a shout-out to JR Car Parts,
so
please?
So Car Park is tweeting in.
Car Parts. P-A-R-T-S.
Oh, parts.
Parts.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Please let your listeners know, non-trader welcome in our 35 stores. Quality parts for all makes and models at low prices. Many thanks, Paul, and have a great day on the Business Bunker. Thank you. And that's JR, spelt J-A-Y-A-R, JR, all one word, Car Parts, and you can follow them on the Twitter, at JR Car Parts.
That's
so thank you for that.
I like that. Yeah, well, I wonder where they're based, did you say?
Well, they've got 35 stores, so...
Oh, everywhere.
All over the southeast of England,
I wasn't really listening, I was tweeting.
No, you never listen to anything I say.
Well, I try not to.
You're like my mum.
Oh, Mabel.
You're like my mum, she doesn't listen to me either.
Mabel.
Yeah. No, my mum's not called Mabel.
I know your dad is Victor.
My mum's called Betty, but
oh, that's
right,
not
here
Victor
nor there.
And Betty.
Yeah.
Mabel was close.
No, not even remotely close.
She's lovely, though.
Who, Betty?
Yeah.
She is indeed, except she doesn't listen to me,
I don't
just
actually,
like you.
I don't actually like Mabel much.
Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of Tunage.
Now, this is Chrissie Hynde.
Yeah.
UB40.
Yeah.
I Got You, Babe.
You're quite right.
This is my karaoke song, you know that, don't you?
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not going to sing it.
Do you want to sing? Go on, start singing.
Oh, that's...
I got you, babe. got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. UB40 and Chrissy Hynes there.
Cracking tune, that.
Yeah.
It's better when I sing it, though.
Yeah, Jules said to me earlier, when I was younger, I used to be mistaken for Chrissy Hynes.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
In a dark room.
My boyfriend used to say I looked like her, but I think it was a fan.
He was schmoozing you.
Okay. You did have a Labrador.
Yeah, oh, well, that'll be it. That explains it all, then, really.
Mm.
Anyway,
talking of gas, anyway.
Yeah. JR Car Parts have retweeted and they went, whoop, whoop, thanks for the shout out.
I was thinking you were going to say JR Hartley.
Oh, well, the fisherman, yeah. We've also had a tweet from Andrea Starbuck.
Jam Hartley?
It's also a place near Meppham.
Meopham?
Yeah.
I call it.
Yeah, you would, because you can't pronounce anywhere in the county in which you live.
No.
Iggatham.
Yeah.
I mean, Iggatham, West Malling. I mean, get a grip. And what was your favourite one?
Oh, I don't
Cunniscliff know. Tunniscliff or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, they are a bit... It's a strange name. There's a fly in here.
There's a fly in here, which is annoying me, which is what the banging's about. Anyway, you also had a tweet from the lovely Andrea Starbuck of 10 to 2 Kent. And she says, Vanilla Webb, afternoon campers, at 10 to 2 Kent A are still Kent specialists in flexible recruitment. Could you please remind your smart business listeners of this fact? We can indeed, because you will want to know that, especially because 3 weeks ago the law was changed on flexible employment rights.
Yes, it was. So you must do yoga or Pilates to stay flexible.
No, not that kind of flexible. Flexible working time became available for 20 million workers as of 3 weeks ago. But the lovely Andrea and her colleagues at 10 to 2 are specialists in flexible recruitment. So do give them a follow on the Twitter, please. You can do one more email and I think we'll speak to our lovely first guests.
We must, talking of gas. 13th of August, North Kent Business Clinic, and they're talking about the benefits of being an FSB member, and this is at 5:15.
That will be the Federation of Small Business, then?
To you. 5:15 to 6:30 at Dickens World, which is in Leviathan Way.
What?
Leviathan Way.
Leviathan.
That's the road.
For goodness sake. It's like working with a dyslexic chimp. It really
where
is.
Where do they get these names from?
Leviathan.
How do you know it's Leviathan?
Well, you couldn't be anything else, could it? With your... Go on,
it
pronounce it your way again.
Leviathan.
Leviathan. It's got to be Leviathan, isn't it?
Or Leviathan.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's ME4-4LL if you're on the sat nav, and they're asking if you can't remember what the benefits of being an FSB.
It's in the old Chatham Dockyards, by the way.
Chatham
Dockyards.
If you can't remember what the benefits of being an FSB member are, join us for a refresher, they say, and you could save pounds with a fuel card, get top tips on pension, and expert advice on tax. And so that's the 13th of August at North Kent Business Clinic at Dickens World, Leviathan Way, ME44L.
Leviathan.
Leviathan. And then also on the 12th of September, this is a date for your diary.
The way she pronounced it sounds like a Russian goalkeeper, doesn't it? Lev Leviathan.
That's a funny thing. I was reading about Russians the other day.
Were
and
you?
We've got a Russian, because the Russians are moving into Spain where we live. And they're helping the Spanish economy, actually, which is great.
What while you're not there?
Yeah. Well, I'm not drinking Carver.
When their Carver market crashes when you go home, yeah.
But we've been getting the mail for our neighbours for some reason in our postbox. Mm. And the wife's name is Tatiana, which I think is a lovely name. I want to be called Tatiana.
Well, that can be arranged.
I think it's lovely. And but... I was reading in the, I think it was the Evening Standard, about lots of Russians and all their oligarchs and wives and that. And all the women were called Tatiana, so it must be just like...
It's like Elsie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tatiana.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a lovely name.
It is a lovely name.
Yes, it is. Anyway, where was I? 12th September, small business... How did I get from here to Russians?
I've no idea.
12th September, small business question time. What do SMEs, small medium enterprises, want from Ebbsfleet Garden City? Mm-hmm. Good question here. 8:30 to 9 a.m. Prince's Park, Dartford. If you're interested in the plans for Ebbsfleet Garden City and you want to help shape the debate, you can join Gareth Johnson, the MP, Councillor Jeremy Kite, plus other Kent business leaders at this morning of debate and discussion. That's the 12th of September. I wonder what day the 12th of September. We could go with our roving mic to that, Paul Andrews.
I'm actually there anyway.
Oh, are you?
I'm on the panel.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you... chairing and
no, I'm
up.
On the panel. I'm on the panel for
well,
a
take
debate
your mic.
On Ebbs. Which mic?
Your roving mic.
Mike, take Mike. Does he want to come? Do you want to come, Mike?
Mike Delaney.
It's a Friday, by the way.
Yeah, it's a Friday. See, Mike's coming.
See, he's on the
call.
No,
I'm taking my mic. Yeah.
Yeah, you're Mike Delaney.
Yeah,
nice
exactly.
Irish chap.
I brought my mic with me. Here he is.
You know he's
do
got
some keepy uppies.
You do know he's got Irish ancestors, don't you?
Yeah. See, we elicited
look at the colouring, listener.
Yeah, no, see, as soon as you clocked you had dark hair and blue eyes, you were on it like a whip it it's up a drain pipe, weren't you?
It's a Billy Dean look, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Dark hair,
I have to
blue
warn
eyes.
You, Mike, I have to warn you, yeah. Billy Dean, who is similarly coloured to you, dark hair, blue eyes, Irish extraction, has been locked in Jules's wardrobe for over 6 months now, and all we get is an occasional tweet saying, please send water.
Yeah, he's lovely. Mm. Cane and Beer, first-class Sage accounts, training for you and your staff at prices that won't break the bank, they say. Learn how to get the most out of Sage accounts software. It's easier than you might think from our one-day or three-day one-to-one courses. And you will learn at your own pace in sessions that are fun and extremely informative. To find out more, go to www.cane.beer.com. And there is a phone number, get your pen, 01689 768 273, and this will all go on the Kent Business Radio website after the show.
Fabulous, thank you. Do you know what, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show our first guest, Mr. Danny Tickner, with his lovely wife Jo from Samson and Gas, and we were talking just before we came on air that Danny was one of the first guests we had on when we launched Channel Radio nearly 2 years ago. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome him back to the Business Bunker Show. Danny, lovely to see you.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, Jules.
Hello, I was on holiday when you came on last time.
That's right, you're
you lucky, lucky
off,
man.
I think I didn't I sort of tweet from my pool or something and then jump in
because I couldn't understand how he was prepared to come back on, and then I realized he had
sure
never met you.
Here, yeah.
She wasn't here. So there you go. That's why he agreed to come back on. But it doesn't normally happen to us, does it?
You do know that Danny robbed me of a rather good competition on an inferior radio show.
Did he?
Yeah, KM.
All right.
And we were neck and neck, weren't we, Danny?
So I think I was a bit further in front. Actually.
No, I think and he won by a little default.
And what was the competition for?
It was for a Christmas party. Win a Christmas party for your company. For 10 guests, I think. So.
Did you actually win it?
Yeah, we won
the competition.
Yeah.
I had my nose pressed against the window while they were eating.
Oh, they didn't even invite you as the runner-up.
No.
We didn't quite strike a deal, did we?
No, we tried. I kept hinting. Danny went very quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Danny, welcome to the Business Bunker show again. Thank you so much for joining us. Just remind our listeners a bit about what you do and what Samsung Gas is all about to start with.
Okay, we're a central heating repair, installation and service company. Specialising in not just central heating on gas boilers, but all gas appliances. When we first came on the last show, it was probably just in the service and maintenance market, but we've branched out since then into the installation market and into the commercial market as well. So we're not domestic boilers now. We're going to the commercial market, schools, offices, small hotels, care homes, that sort of thing.
Right, okay. A couple of questions just to set the parameters for those of us that don't understand, because I'm old school. We used to talk about Corgi installers, but I think that's changed a little bit now.
Since they moved into the palace.
Yeah. That's changed a little bit now, I think.
It has, yeah. Gas Safe Register are a new regulatory body. They've taken over from Corgi. They are actually run by the HSE.
Right, okay.
I must admit they have done a very good job in recent years. There was a lot of worries about another company taking over the gas safety industry.
Right.
But they have really turned it around. They've sharpened up an awful lot.
Right.
And they now run a Gas Safety Week every year.
Right.
Next one's coming up is the 15th of September to the 21st of September.
Right.
And that's basically where they raise awareness to the general public about gas safety.
Okay.
The first one was everyone sort of a bit tongue-in-cheek, what's this going to be about? But then they've done another one. I think this is the third, possibly the fourth now.
Yeah, right,
third
okay.
or fourth anyway. But yeah, it's a huge success.
Okay.
We as a company support it as well as the rest of the gas industry. We generally, this year we haven't got one planned, but we're looking into it. We were discussing it last night, wasn't it, Joe? Holding an event ourselves in the local village.
Right, okay.
Putting up some balloons, some banners, free tea and coffee, that sort of thing, just explaining how important it is to have your gas appliances maintained and serviced and installed by a reputable company that is Gas Safe registered. Because it is important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's also some kind of things that people kind of get a bit confused about. I recently have been through a spate of new boilers. I won't bother you with the details of that, but I've had three. And don't even go there. But talking to lots of people, there's been lots of consternation and probably some myths bandied about the types of condensing boilers versus old style boilers and all those kind of things. So staging an event in which you can be there and answer those kind of questions is probably a very valuable thing to do, because people do get the wrong end of the stick sometimes.
Most definitely. And even now, I'm still asked when we're people still say that we don't want one of those condensing boilers. So you've got no choice. It has to be a condensing boiler. Since 2006, it has to be a condensing boiler. So that's that. But that's not a combination boiler, which is one of the huge things. We don't want one of those. We want our hot water tank kept. We can have that. But you still need a condensing boiler.
Exactly.
But it's nice that you can say hold one of these events and offer some discounts as well, that sort of thing. All through that week, we are actually offering 10% discount on boiler servicing. So that's purely just anyone that phones up that gets a boiler service.
What kind of region do you care? Because you're based in West Kent, aren't you?
That's right, West Kent. When I first come down to see a couple of years ago, our area covered pretty much from Lewisham to Ashford.
Right.
It was huge.
Right.
But as we have trimmed that down slightly now, we do still go as far as Ashford, some of our regular customers, but generally it's the sort of Maidstone, Seven Oaks, Tunbridge area.
Right.
But we do still venture into South East London for some estate agents that we work look for as well, doing their landlord's guest safety checks.
Cool. And since you were last on, you've kind of branched out into this commercial world as well with schools and things like that.
That's right. Which is it's where I've done my training, to be honest, many years ago as a commercial gas engineer, but then left that behind a long while ago again and went to the domestic market. But the commercial market is interesting, and all it is just bigger boilers. And bigger
I was going to say, is it just a larger scale? Are they intrinsically the same kind of thing?
But pretty much, just bigger. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a heat source, and a way of getting it around the building.
Right. Okay. Cool. I want to touch on as well your Twitter shenanigans and goings on social media.
Oh yes,
because I think you got an award at some point, or a recognition at least.
That's right. Yeah, there's probably a few tweeters out there are aware of the SBS awards that Theo Pefetis,
Small Business Sunday award.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. I think we tried it. I think we've been going for about 10-15 weeks, I suppose. What you do, you basically tweet Theo and hashtag SBS between 5:30 and 7, I think it is, every Sunday.
Yeah.
Or you do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
He picks his favourite six companies just randomly, but something that takes his interest.
Right.
He chose us one week, and we won the award.
Fantastic.
Since then, from that date, literally, our Twitter followers just increased.
Yeah, because he's got hundreds of thousands of followers.
That's right, thousands and thousands. And obviously, they generally they will see his tweet. Yeah. He retweets our tweet, and they see it, and the followers go up. That same evening, I think, within about an hour, we gained about 200-300 followers within an hour, which is amazing. Mm. And then pretty much 100, I would say about 100 every day for about a week, something like that, and it petered out. But I think we gained about 1,000 followers just because of that. And we've managed to increase business as well, which is amazing. It's measurable, definitely measurable.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit about this, because without being rude, a lot of tradespeople and a lot of small businesses don't actually always see the benefit of social media.
No, it's incredible. It really is. It's I think last time I said that when I was here that Facebook had a little bit, it still had a bit to go and still to be used, and we do still use it. Mm. But Twitter and LinkedIn, even for a small business like ours, is so important. It really is.
Yeah,
and with the website as well, it's
absolutely. And you're a busy man.
Yeah.
You're a very busy man. Yeah. You're in huge demand, but you still find times to tweet, and there are tools to help you tweet out.
That's right, during the day. That's right. Yeah. But generally, it's a thing that I do dedicate at least an hour a day to.
Yeah.
And that's marketing, and I would say probably 70-80% of that marketing is via social media.
Absolutely. And so you had heard that from the horse's mouth, because I quite often talk to people and I go, "You've got no Twitter presence." I go, "Oh, I haven't got time for that. I'm busy trying to get customers."
No,
really?
An hour a day, and that's it. And that's quite a lot, really, for someone like me.
Yes, it is, and it's a big chunk out of your day. But if you're estimating that up to 70% of your new work comes from those kind of leads,
right.
I mean, that is a phenomenal return, isn't it? For something that is intrinsically free.
That's exactly what I was going to say, and it's free.
And that's the beauty of it, whereas in the past you'd have had to advertise in Yellow Pages, you might well still do, but you'd have to advertise in Yellow Pages and all kinds of directories and newspapers and stuff like that, which would have cost you a few hundred quid a week.
Definitely,
To probably generate not as good a response.
Mm-hmm. But the market's changed, and it's a case of just following that market and seeing where people are going to be looking.
Yeah.
So that's where it is. And even for someone as looking for someone like a boiler engineer, they're looking on Twitter.
Absolutely, you see it all the time. People, I get them all the time because of the radio show. People tweet me and go, "Do you know a so and so? I had one on Sunday. Do you know a car windscreen installer in the East Kent area? Do you know this? Do you know that?"
Yeah.
You retweet it, and 10 minutes later, you've had 3 or 4 recommendations.
That's right. Yeah.
No, absolutely, brilliant.
Are you getting into the eco side at all, Daniel?
Yes, we do. We have installed some renewable energy sources. So we have installed solar collectors, solar thermal hot water. We haven't gone into the ground source heat pumps or the air source heat pumps, but they're getting more and more tuned to the domestic user.
Mm.
It used to be something that only for a commercial application. But the domestic, they're available now for the domestic.
Is that where you drill a hole in your back garden?
The ground source heat pump is. I mean, you can either lay the pipe out. You need a fair amount. Generally, you need about 4 times the area of garden, if you like, to lay your pipes to the size of your house that you're going to heat.
Right.
Or, oh, so you've got to have a big garden.
Pretty much, but you can go vertical now. You can drill down, but okay. You've got to drill down so a fair way as
in
well.
In that pipework, what is it, water?
It's a liquid in right. there, similar to a refrigerant, if you like.
Right.
And because the ground is a constant temperature,
right.
about a half a metre, without being technical, down, the ground stays the same temperature all the year round, exactly right. the same temperature. And from that, that's a constant.
Yeah.
So manufacturers have been able to manufacture pieces of kit to capitalise on that constant temperature.
Right.
And with refrigerants and clever compression and all sorts of gadgets, they can harness the heat and
right. I think that's great. I'd love
it's
to have
it's a clever idea,
that.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Government grants yet or not?
There's certain grants available. The Green Deal, if you like, those sort of things. Mm. But we as a company haven't got into that. We don't feel that's our sort of market, really. Mm. But there are grants available to certain people for free boilers, free heating, free hot water, and free renewable energy sources.
Yeah. Swimming pools?
Probably not free swimming pools, no. You get those blow-up ones, though.
Are you into swimming pools? Do you do the old boilers for those?
We don't, no. We are qualified for them, but that's, again, is another specialist market you find. Generally, the installers of these swimming pools and heating appliances generally offer a service contract.
Yeah.
And they to put a couple of grand on it as well.
To be fair, I've got a swimming pool. And last year I installed a heat exchanger.
Okay.
And that works really, really well. Sorry about this. I did have a gas boiler before, but it was Calagas.
Uh-huh.
And you might have set fire to pound notes. It would have been cheaper just watching the gas drain out of these bottles. I had 160 kilogram bottles, two of them, and they'd last 3 days.
But your pool's outside, so
keeping it heated
is.
Whereas the heat exchanger is fabulous. It's just
does the job.
It just does the job.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of approach that people are taking. That and solar heating.
Yeah, definitely. Solar.
If you've got a big enough size garden, you can get solar heating for a swimming pool.
That's right. Yeah.
So. Danny, what else is happening on the renewable side? Anything else that you're finding of interest or you think that may kind of come along in fairly short order?
Another technology was the biomass boilers.
Right.
That was really only for commercial
markets. Yes, because Jules had some fuel for one of those earlier.
What was that? My falafel?
Right?
Was that my falafel?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, your wheelbarrow full of fuel, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that, my biomass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my Nature's Path competition. What's that noise I can hear?
I've no idea.
Some sort of fan.
Yeah.
Nature's Path, that's Danny, actually, as we speak, putting in a heat exchanger.
Yeah.
And a fan. No, we have got a competition, listener. If you listen to Scoff Quaff later on this evening, it will be up on the website, which is www.scoffquaff.co.uk, and you can win a wheelbarrow full of Nature's Path.
Well, there you go. Anyway, coming back to Danny and being far more interesting, it's the fans just kicked in on one of the pieces of equipment because it's starting to get a bit hot.
It's the only fans we'll ever get.
Unfortunately, it's really hot in this studio, and once the equipment reaches a certain level, the fans kick in and start making a bit of a noise. So
we'll put the kettle on, you'll never notice the sound.
Absolutely. So business is going well, obviously, because you're expanding into different areas.
Yep.
How do we find out about you? Give us a shout for your website, Danny.
Our website is www.samsion.co.uk. I'll spell that as well. It's Sierra Alpha Mike, Sierra India Alpha November.co.uk. Or you can find us on Twitter, of course, which is at Samsion Gas.
Fantastic. Danny, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Business Bunker Show.
It's been
an absolute pleasure to hear from you. Do stay with us for the remaining part of the show.
Of course.
Oh, Joe wants a quick word.
Can I just say that Joel's hair does look really lovely.
Aww.
Where did she get it done?
Well, thank you. That's so kind of you. Well, I go to Paul Andrews' hairdresser.
It's my hairdresser. Mariano.
Paul Andrews is the style guru of Kent, as you probably know. And he's been styled by Tracy, at Tracy Randall.
Yeah. By Tracy.
By Tracy. What's on Twitter, by Tracy.
By Tracy.
Yeah.
T-R-A-Y-C.
By
Tracy. She's my style guru.
And your hairdresser.
And Mariano is my hairdresser.
And on the Twitter, it's at flowandco, FLOWAND co, and it's in Whitstable at the Horse Bridge. Thank you. I had it done yesterday. But also, you see, he's open on Sunday, so if ever you want to come to Whitstable and meet me, we'll have a little, you can go and have your hair done there, and then we'll go out and have a little carver together in Whitstable, and then Danny can come, we'll have some oysters, and I'll show you the sights.
Sounds good.
And I'll be driving home, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Thank you. That's so nice of you.
Thank you for that, Joe.
You're welcome.
You like Paul Andrews' hair as well, didn't you?
I was going to compliment on your hair, but...
But I haven't got any.
But you're due to go, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're due to have your hair done.
I was supposed to have my hair done yesterday, yeah.
He was videoing.
But Mariano was busy.
He's a top catwalk hairdresser, London guy, so... You know,
yeah.
But he's opened in Whitstable.
Yeah, he's a good man, Mariano. Mm. So I'm going to have to wait to have my hair cut. Do you think it will get all unmanageable?
No, yeah. Careful in the wind.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Joe, for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. That's Sam Sion Gas over there in Borough Green. Yeah, what?
We've got a tweet from the barrister broker.
Right.
Who says, hello, Business Bunker and Jules Sirkin the lovely. Please can you remind listeners that I can significantly reduce their legal costs and great show, by the way. But do you think that's a bit of buttering up? So we mentioned him. I think it might be. So that's, if you want to follow him, it's at Barrister Broker, and he can really help you if you've got legal costs that you might be looking at.
Cool.
Go and talk to him.
Check him out. Was that on the Twitter?
Yes, on the Twitter.
Because I've had a tweet from the Kent Music Network.
Have you?
Yeah, and on the Twitter they're known as the Music Meetup, or one word, and it says Vanilla Web, that's me, Muzivo Official, M-U-Z-I-V-O Official, all one word, enables music people to create their own bespoke smartphone app for free. And you can hear about them at Local and Live over the bank holiday. And Local and Live is another Twitter handle. It's Local_and_live. Local and Live over the bank holiday. So do check that out.
And Nurse Liz Gilson has said to you, Paul Andrews, if you want to pop over there, she's in Bergen County in New Jersey.
She's where, sorry?
Bergen County. New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Yeah.
The other side of the Holland Tunnel.
So they sort of...
She's
got
in
that,
Jersey.
They okay. got that New York?
Yeah.
Like Billy Joel?
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. No,
okay.
So she's the other side of the Holland Tunnel.
We could do one live, couldn't we?
We could indeed. Yeah. We're, in fact, Craig's show that's on later today is actually sponsored by the big bar on 7th and Madison. So,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, cool. Good stuff. We've had a tweet from Local and Life.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, and they say, thank you for that. If you want to shout out about it, it's Local and Live 2014, which is the hashtag, and it's from the 22nd to the 25th of August. Do you know what happens on the 22nd of August?
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd let you know.
I know.
From the 22nd to the 25th of August at 11 venues around Tunbridge Wells. It's all local music and it's free. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Local and Live. That's Local_and_live. Local and Live. So do give them a follow.
It's a Friday, isn't it, your birthday?
Yeah, it is.
It's quite good to have it one on a Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, although we're going to a big party on the Saturday. Because my twin brother, who shares my birthday with me, Conrad.
Oh, yeah.
Conrad Meacham.
Yeah.
Who is a DJ on this very station.
Yeah.
Conrad, his birthday is on the same day as mine, the 22nd, but we're celebrating that on the 23rd.
So you're going to celebrate all day Friday and...
And then all day Saturday.
Okay, that's cool. So the whole weekend, in other words.
Exactly.
You might as well carry it on to
and
Sunday.
And then we'll probably stagger on to Local and Live later on the Sunday and the bank holiday Monday.
Why let the kids have all the fun, Paul Andrews?
Why, indeed.
Quad bike trekking for ages 10 to 80. There's experienced instructors. Trek in 250 acres of woods and parkland. 88 miles of private tracks plus two off-road 4x4 courses. 4x4, do you see what I said then?
4x4s.
4x4.
You made it sound like a piece of wood.
Yeah, 4x4, that's what I
said. Like 2x2.
That's my, it's me carpenter speak. 3Ws, arenapursuits.com, and it's on the Kent-Sussex border, an hour from London, they say. And it's great family bonding or ideal for birthday parties, Paul Andrews.
Wow.
You can phone them on 01580 879 614.
Cool. We're getting inundated now. We're getting inundated with tweets and emails and all kinds, but we've got a far more interesting thing to do, which is talk to our next guest shortly. We're going to read a couple more, play a bit of music, and then we'll talk to Mike. I've had a tweet from Stuart Saffrey again that says, listening to Paul Andrews Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker Show on Channel Radio, more informative than a year's subs to the FT, and nowhere near as flimsy. So thank you for that, Stuart. We've also had a tweet from Telcare, who are the telecommunications systems provider over there in Rochester on the Medway City Estate, who say, like what's happening on the Business Bunker Show today, thank you very much. And also Alex Waterton of F-Keys, the Microsoft Trainers say they are listening in, as are ADM Computing in Canterbury. So thank you all for tweeting in and joining us on the show. I've got an email here from the Institute of Directors.
Hello.
And it's about an event called the Rock Doc.
That sounds good.
The Rock Doc is taking place on the 28th of August, and you are invited to join us for a drink after work and a seaside safari with Thanet's Rock Doc.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, member price £10, non-member £17. You can book your tickets at the IOD Kent, and it's sponsored by geologist and naturalist Alasdair Bruce.
Does that mean you've got to go naked?
No.
He's a naturalist.
Jules, back, come back, come back. They've got their clothes on, it's no good. Alistair Bruce, who is a naturalist and a geologist, and he is the guide for this unique tour of Botany Bay near Broadstairs.
Botany Bay.
Botany Bay near Broadstairs. You will never look at the coastline in the same way again. After our walk, we will adjourn to a local hotel for a well-earned drink and some nibbles. And promoting business in Kent is high on our agenda, so why not forward this invitation on to colleagues and clients? The event provides an informal environment in which to network and meet with like-minded professionals. Please wear casual clothing and stout shoes, as the terrain can be rocky on places. As these events are very popular, please remember to bring lots of business cards with you. Children are half price and are, of course, very welcome.
I've already got three children. I don't want a half price one.
Right. Cool.
Do you?
No. Good. So there you go. So do get along to that.
I like the stout shoes. So you'd go in brogues, wouldn't you? Little lace-up brogues with those long green socks with little feathers on the top.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Stout.
Yeah, I think Kevin's guest has arrived, actually, which is making me quite excited. At 3 o'clock on Channel Radio, we have Kevin Cann, who's doing the Extra Milk Show. And his guest, who is that gentleman out there, is Mr. Alan Parker. And you will know Mr. Alan Parker because he is one of the most prolific guitarists and songwriters in the UK.
That's his patron.
And you will know him most because... No, Jules... No, that's not his plectrum. He can't even see what it is.
No, he said it's not his plectrum.
No. Mr. Parker was the guitarist for CCS, the band, who did Whole Lot of Love, which was the theme tune
CCS.
For Top of the Pops all the way through the 1970s.
I can just
see. And he is sat out in our green room right at this moment.
I can just see Pan's people now.
Exactly.
Can't you?
Yeah, and you can hear Alan and Kevin at 3 o'clock on the Extra Milk Show. So, do stay tuned for that. I think... What we'll do now, talking about music,
tunage.
Is we'll have a bit of tunage.
Mm. Is that him on the guitar?
No.
This is Batman.
No, it's not Batman. It is, in fact...
He lives in a house, in a very big house in the country. Jarvis Cocker.
Well, Batman does do that, is true.
Jarvis Cocker.
But I don't think Blur were writing about him.
Successful fella, got to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. God, I'm in a centuries of anxiety. Yes, it plays on him. Empty bed, drives him from. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Watching after me repeats and infuriates in the country. Takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got money, glory, and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jolly. In touch with his own mortality. He's raging, balls and knocking bad posts. It's a helping hand that makes you feel good as you're blind. Centuries remedy for the pain that haunts. Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. Says she comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country, in the country.
shopsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Oh, welcome back. Bit of Blur. Big house in the country there.
Love Jarvis Cocker.
Nothing to do with Batman whatsoever.
The beginning was Batman.
Nothing to do with Jarvis Cocker either.
It is, isn't it Blur?
It's Blur.
It's Jarvis Cocker.
That's Damon Albarn.
Oh, who's Jarvis Cocker?
I don't know. What must be a mate of yours.
Oh, now I have to Google it.
It's Damon Albarn.
You sure it's not Jarvis Cocker?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure it's not Jarvis Cocker. It's Blur.
What does he sing then?
Oh, Jarvis Cocker was... I can't remember. I'll remember in a minute.
Common People.
No, that's Paul Young.
No, it's not. The other one.
Oh. I don't know.
I want to be a common person, just like you.
Yeah.
You know that one. Just like you, Barrowboy.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
I bet Mike knows.
Yeah, we'll read an email.
I know you texted Michael Jackson, didn't he? Jarvis Cocker?
Yes. When Michael did his God thing.
Yeah. Read an email, Jules.
I think our listeners will tell us. Right, I will, because all our guests have been going to the loo, because it's so hot, we've been drinking so much. Listener. Mm. Right, there's a geek.
Pulp.
Pulp, Jarvis Cocker.
Jarvis Cocker.
Who tweeted that, to tell you?
Nobody, I googled it.
I think they did the common people. You know, I want to be like you, common people.
Quite possibly, but what they didn't do is A Big House in the Country by Blur. Just to qualify that.
I always get them mixed up.
Read an email.
Do you,
Mike? Goodness sake.
Yeah. Jarvis Cocker and Blur.
Yeah, I probably would.
Do you know where I'm going with that?
No.
Something similar.
No. Just read an email. Cook, you can't get her to do anything. She's...
Right, Paul Andrews.
She peeks out on all that food she eats. That's what it is on the Scotland
Cock
Show.
I had falafel today and some Nature's Path lovely cereal, which you can win a whole wheelbarrow full of just by listening to scoffquaff.co.uk.
Squirrel food. Come on, read an email.
I've never seen a squirrel eating falafel. I'm sure I haven't. It's Mediterranean falafel.
Are you going to read an email?
Geek, Swale and Medway, Paul Andrews. Geek is leaving its hometown of Margate and heading to Swale and Medway. And the Geek team are working with Ideas Test to bring to Swale and Medway 3 days of creative play, which will bring together game makers and players from across the area, inviting them to share their skills and passions. So whether you are a cosplay villain or a battle-hardened princess, save the date and come and play. This is the 29th...
Oh, you're battle-hardened, aren't you?
You're a wench. You're a cosplay villain, aren't you?
Yeah.
29th to the 30th of August at the Oast House Community Centre in Raynham. And it's home to the Gamers Hub, the Oast House. And it'll launch the weekend with an evening party, highlights which include the Video Game Carnival with live music by AB and the Underclass, AB and the Underclass, 3D and more. Who are these people? Okay, and then also on Saturday the 30th, all three floors of the Oast House will be filled with games and play. Sounds a bit fetish, this, doesn't it?
Don't you think? Geeky. The clue's in the name.
Yeah, Geek, Swale and Medway. Mm. And then on the 31st of August, you've got the Guildhall Museum in Rochester. I think they all need to get out more. I bet they're all pale and pasty. The Guildhall Museum becomes the hub for the Rochester-based Day of Play. Join, listen to this, Dr. Sketchy and the Geek team for some museum-based playing before heading out to discover Tourist Trap, Let's Do Live Streaming. Special guests and other games and workshops in and around Rochester High Street. So you need to go to 3Ws Communications. Oh no, so I don't know if this is, I think this is their email actually, it's a geeky email. Communications@creativepeopleplace.info. See, even their email's geeky, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Float my boat, that. I don't think I'll be going to that.
No, I don't think they want you in there after what you just said about them as well.
Although they're pale.
They wouldn't let you in, yeah.
Because you just know, they never go out, do
they? Yeah. Enough of that. I've had a tweet from Sandwich Stationers.
Oh, I love
and
Sandwich.
I think that refers not to what they sell, but to where they are, because I think that will be sandwiching in East Kent. And they say, "Hi, Vanilla Web. Would you do a shout out for our small business? It's my shop's 2-year anniversary in a few weeks' time, and we're doing a special promotion. So if you're over there in East Kent, do get along to the stationer's shop in Sandwich, or follow them on the Twitter, which is Switch Stationers. Switch, spelled SWICH, Switch Stationers, all one word, on the Twitter, and help them celebrate their second year in business over there at their stationery shop. That's a shop that doesn't move, presumably."
Now I'm feeling a bit bashful.
You didn't get that, did you?
No, because I'm flirting with the barrister broker, who says Thanks for the mention, Jules Serkin, and the retweet. And may I say how lovely you look today?
Oh, give over, Russell. Give over.
He loves me, darling. He loves me.
Give over, Russell.
Yeah. You may say how lovely I look. And thank you. My hair. It's my hair, you see.
Right.
At Floco Whitstable.
Yeah.
He'll be going down there now.
Alamo have tweeted and said, "Hello, Vanilla Web. We are hot, hot, hot here in our kitchen serving tasty Moroccan dishes in Whitstable."
Love a Moroccan, don't you?
I do, and I love Alamo too. Ali and Mo are brilliant, and their restaurant underneath the arches below the railway bridge
underneath
in Whitstable is a fabulous, fabulous emporium, and I can't recommend it enough because I've had some lovely meals there.
I quite like lounging on their little cushions.
I've noticed late at night.
Yeah. With the hubbly bubbly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Anyway, enough of all that. We've got hundreds of tweets, we've got loads of emails, but I'd much rather speak to our next guest, Mr. Mike Delaney. Mike, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Mike is one of my teammates from the Breakfast Friends football team that took part in the 7-8 tournament a few weeks ago, which is where I first met Mike. And Mike is a football choreographer, amongst other things. So why don't we kick off? Did you get that? Why don't we kick off by you telling us? By you telling us what a football choreographer is.
Well, it didn't really exist a long time ago. You know, when I was first doing the football adverts. It kind of evolved.
Right.
So I was doing the ads as far back as 1997. My first one was with Paul Gascoigne, David Beckham. It was his first one for Adidas.
Oh, what's he like?
He's all right.
Is he?
He's okay, yeah.
Oh, he's very handsome, but is he a nice guy?
Yeah, I can't say I know him very well. I've worked with him on the jobs, you know, and he's polite enough, you know.
What was he like to work with, though? Was he sort of, did he do what you told him?
Yeah, I find him very professional. I think that's the way I'd describe him. Very professional. He knows how it all works. And,
cool.
So
how did you get into this in the first place, Mike?
I was with a sports modelling agency.
Right.
Back in the late 90s. And they used to send me to these castings, and because I was into football freestyle, and again, that didn't really exist as a term, I think, back then.
Right.
I just used to do all the football tricks.
Right.
And so they'd point a camera at you and say, "Right, there you go, there's a football, off you go."
Right.
And I'd be doing these tricks, and suddenly I'd be getting these jobs as a double for Ryan Giggs and Del Piero on that one I mentioned.
Wow.
And so on. And then they started calling me, because they knew I was into the moves and the tricks and things, they started calling me into the meetings to try and figure out, right, how's the commercial going to work when Beckham comes in? What move are we going to do with him? So I just went to the choreographer level from there.
Right, okay. So what got you into doing tricks in the first place? It was just something you did as a kid?
Yeah, I was just fascinated by it. It was, when I was doing it, it was a bit frowned upon, I think, back, you know, to traditional football guys. It was a bit seen as a bit of a circus
tricks,
like that's not football. But I loved it, and I always remember watching Maradona kicking about on TV, and I was just as fascinated seeing him kicking about with a golf ball and doing tricks in training as I was seeing him playing the match, you know. Obviously an incredible player, but I loved that side of it, and so I just used to go out in the garden and practice. I never thought that there could be a living in that. I never would have thought that, but thankfully, that's kind of what's happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been doing that for quite a while now.
Yeah. Well, 17 years of the advert.
Just run us through some of the adverts that you've kind of been involved with.
Well, that one that I mentioned in 97 was for Predator, and they've just recently had this sort of anniversary of the Predator boot. I did one for Guinness, which was a great one out in Kenya. I loved working on that one. No big stars on it, but it was a fantastic job to work on.
Right.
I did some of the classic Nike ones. So in recent years, I've been more with Adidas.
Right, okay.
But back in the early 2002, I did the Scorpion commercial with Eric Cantona.
Right.
And that was a great job to work on. And one that really stands out is the Carlsberg one, which was with a lot of the England legends.
Right,
so they called it, you know, like the pub team.
Yeah.
And Sir Bobby Charlton.
I remember that.
It was a great one to work on because the players were all there, the guys were all there on the same day. And a lot of these ads, they're there for like a couple of hours. So you've got Ronaldo one day, you know, Messi comes in the next day, for example.
It's a hard life, isn't it?
I'm name dropping now. On that one.
Paul Andrews.
They were all there.
I showed him a few tricks, didn't I, Mike? I showed him a few.
Well, be fast, friends.
I showed him how to gasp for breath while laying on the floor. Yeah, go on.
But it was great banter on the day because all the players, you could see Brian Robson and Stuart Pearce and all these guys were just delighted to be there with Jack Charlton and Sir Bobby Charlton and all these legends.
Fantastic. I mean, what a lovely job to do. But I mean, having seen Mike perform some of his tricks, it's not the easiest thing in the world either. You need a bit of talent to do that. So, I mean, is that something that you keep practicing? Do you develop new tricks? How does that work? How does that side of what you do work?
I think with the football freestyle, it's a phase I went through, and I was getting a lot of work at one stage. I was going all over the world doing shows at half-time, at the big matches and things. But nowadays, I think my focus has changed slightly. It's more on the choreography for the commercials, and also the Skills Academy, which is the soccer school that I run in Kent. So that takes up a lot of my time. And if I'm doing, if I'm asked to do a freestyle show, I'll put in a little bit of practice in the week and get ready for it. And I know my routine, and it still seems to go down well at these occasions. So as long as it's well received, I'll keep doing it.
So coming back to the choreography part of your business, what does that actually involve? I mean, most of us know choreography as far as dance is concerned, but how do you go about doing that for an advert? What take us through what you would actually do on a shoot.
Well, every brief for the commercials, they can be different.
Sure.
So they can be as well planned as, I remember one where they flew me out to Amsterdam for the meeting. We discussed all the players that were going to, that Adidas were going to use, working out how we were going to, which moves we were going to do with the players, what the moves would be like. And then the director came and filmed myself and my colleagues, my team, working on these different moves, and then we said, right, well, that's for this player Zidane, and this is for this player, and so on. But it could be that I get a last minute call and say, Mike, we've got a commercial tomorrow over at Arsenal's training ground, can you come and help us to make it look authentic and and work with the director?
So without giving away any secrets or whatever, I'm sure. So let's say you're working on a, as you say, a commercial. Let's pick someone that's not active at the moment, like Cantona. So do you do the moves and then they superimpose Cantona over you? Is that how it works, or do you show Cantona how to do them? How does it actually work?
It could be a mix of any of that, actually.
Right.
It depends. Sometimes with the client, it depends on how important the move is.
Right.
So if they think, actually, this is a great move, we want this in our commercial,
yeah,
then it might be a case of myself or one of my colleagues doing the move,
right,
rather than trying to go through it all with the player.
Right.
And I've always said, you know, they're great footballers, but they're not necessarily technically minded in that way. Then it's not necessarily the thing. So occasionally they get me in the player's clothes and I'll do the move. But sometimes I'll work with the player, and the player will do something that looks brilliant, and they'll say, actually, we're just going to use that.
Right. Okay, cool. No, that's good. And it's interesting to see it from that point of view. Okay, so that's the choreography side of your business, which is exciting, and as you say, loads of names and meeting interesting footballers and what have you. The other part of your business is your soccer skills school, though.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that.
Well, that's been running again for 17 years.
Right.
The Skills Academy. And we're based in Alpington, Kent, but we do our sessions also in the Tunbridge area as well, at the Tunbridge School Centre, all over different parts of Bromley, Biggin Hill. And it's just a brilliant community feeling.
Right.
You know, we go into all the different schools. We've coached thousands of children over the years. We work with 2,000 children a week, I worked out.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
I have sort of 10 to 20 staff who go in and do these sessions. And and it's just a great job. I really enjoy it.
And are you doing traditional soccer skills coaching, or are you doing the freestyle stuff as well, or is it a mixture of both? Or
it's more, I would say it's more traditional, but we've always embraced the skillful side of football. That's the way I would say it. And I sort of go into schools occasionally and mention the Skills Academy, and I'll do a freestyle show, and naturally the kids are kind of engaged in that. So I promote it, I would say, with freestyle. And we do a little bit of freestyle on our courses, but it's not the focus. The focus is to work on their football skills.
Right. Okay. Interesting. I mean, football coaching has come on an awful long way since my day. And I know I'm old, but when I played football, coaching was basically non-existent. It consisted of 8 plastic cones and running up and down a lot. Well, or in my case, running up and down not a lot.
You were more hoop and stick, weren't you?
Yeah, but coaching in those days wasn't really, you know, mostly coaching was done by some ex-player who agreed to do the coaching. There were no coaching badges, nobody got qualifications, nobody was taught how to coach.
You just get given a lump of coal, didn't you? And you had to, you think you're
to
lucky.
To eat, yeah, at half time.
Take it home,
lick a piece of coal.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And funnily enough, really funnily, it just one of those things. On Saturday evening, I bumped into my old manager, my old football manager. Yeah, Barry Watling. So big hello to Barry. Barry, ex Bristol City goalkeeper, and also famous. How about this? He actually played in the same team as Pelé and Beckenbauer.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, New York Cosmos.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
Yeah. So, you know, fair play to Barry. Anyway, nice to see him on Saturday. It's just one of those things. But football coaching has come on leaps and bounds in the last 20 or 30 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And nowadays, the FA are trying to push the youth modules, which is, I think, was needed for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've sent my staff on some of those courses, the FA youth modules, and I've done them myself. And they're brilliant. Mm. I really enjoy them, and I think they're useful for what we do.
Absolutely.
I've had a tweet in from BeFast Friends, and he's saying, thoughts from Mike Delaney Soccer on pushy parents who think their child is the next, is that Messi?
Messi.
Or Ronaldo.
Is the next African warrior. Is the next African warrior a Maasai.
But they're really good runners.
Yeah. Well, they're all 7 foot tall, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
they're all three times the height of Messi.
Ronaldo, yeah. I know him. Yeah. Does a nice burger. Carry on. So what do you think about the pushy parents?
Yeah, they're definitely out there. Mm. We don't encounter them as much because we don't run a team. So ours is all, you know, coaching in the schools. We've steered clear of running a team ourselves. Mm. But I've experienced it. I've been to matches where the kids are playing, and the atmosphere is just not right for the children. It should all be about fun. Mm. Yeah. They should be allowed to make mistakes.
Mm.
But,
absolutely.
You know, there's too many people trying to control them all the way through the match and tell them where to go, what to do.
Yeah.
And it is too much, I think.
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, my youngest son, when he was playing football, you'd see that quite often. You go and play a team and, you know, dads on the touchline will be screaming, "Kick him, go on, have him, bring him down," you know, good stuff.
Oh, the mums are like cats, aren't they?
Which is a shame, but an awful lot of football clubs now and the football authorities are really, really, really hard on that and clamped down on it enormously. So it is something that's beginning to change, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope the trend will change for that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we've had Ollie Whitfield, who said, ask if Billy Wingrove could be involved in the soccer school. He's a very good freestyler.
Yeah, I've worked with most of the football freestylers out there, and I've worked with Billy, very nice guy.
Right.
And he's still doing it, I would say. That's still one of his main focuses, the freestyle.
So in the UK, what's the size of the market, for want of a better word? How many football freestylers are there? You know, good ones, apart from the people like me that go, I could do that.
if I think back to when I was first doing it, there was probably a handful of us doing that. And there was a guy from Korea called Mr. Wu.
Right.
And he was regarded as the number one. He was incredible.
Right.
And I used to do a lot of shows with him.
Right.
Nowadays, it's just taken off. You know, there's freestylers everywhere. And they're incredible. They're training on it every day.
Right.
And there's just so many of them. There's another good one called Dan Magnus, who's doing his show soon. Freestyle that's coming out on Sky.
Cool.
There's a lot of great guys.
Okay.
BeFast Friends. Sorry, it's not me. It's all the Twitter going wild. Because he gave me a withering look. Do you see that, Mike? Trip him up on the way out. They're asking, what is the most famous name you've got on your mobile phone that you can dial?
Paul Andrews.
The most famous name? Well, yeah. I would say Ronaldo's.
Can you dial up Victoria Beckham, for example?
No. Ronaldo's PA, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Really? Yeah. That is pretty good, yeah.
So
you just say, hi, it's me.
Hi, Barbara, yeah, it's Mike here.
And he'll just call you back.
When am I going to meet Cristiano again and have another kickabout?
Oh. Yeah. I'm impressed with that. Are you, Paul?
I'm just sat here gobsmacked.
No. Your eyes are out on stalks.
Yeah. I've played football with this man.
I know. Yeah. Have you recovered, though?
No. You will see the state of my legs still. What was it, 6 weeks ago we played?
Is there a video?
Hopefully not, no.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I am a great age, and I did retire from competitive football nearly 25 years
ago. You love it, though, because I've seen him on the pitch. He loves it. You can't get him on.
Yeah, but it's like anybody. I mean, when you've played a sport for a long time and you've played it reasonably, it's a shame that you get old. It's just one of those things, isn't it? It's like my kids said to me the last time I played competitive football. They both looked at me and they said, you know how to play football, you just can't play football.
It's
true, you know, it's true. You just get old, don't you? You know, it's one of those things. Mike, give us a shout for the Soccer Schools website and how people can find out more about that.
Well, you could go to Mike Delaney Soccer.
Yep.
Delaney spelt D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, Delaney Soccer. Or you could go to skillsacademylimited.com. It's one of those things with the website where I need to redo it. I've got the site down in an age where people weren't on the phones as much, I think.
Yeah, sure.
So I need to redo that. It's one of those, you've got to look at it on a computer, I think, to see the best of it.
Right.
And Twitter stuff is at M Delaney Soccer. And the person that got me on that, I think Jules just mentioned, was BeFast friend, Sam Good.
Sam Good, yeah.
Our good friend got me started on Twitter and told me back then how important it was.
Yeah, no, it is. And but absolutely right. We've got links to your website on the Kent Business Radio website. Yeah. So if anybody wants to go through to Mike's website and find out about where his soccer schools are taking place, or to find out any more about his freestyling and the work he does as a choreographer, you can look at it there. For the moment, Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
on Business
Bunker
Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're fast running out of time, but do stay with us for the remaining 5 minutes or so of the show.
Okay.
Mike, thank you so much. Right, Jules.
Interesting. Ollie Whitfield, I've just put you together on the Twitter because he's asking lots and lots of questions, so I think you need to meet him for a pint.
Okay.
So well done. Okay, so we got a small business boost launch. If you are having a small business, if you have a small business based in East Kent, covering Ashford, Canterbury, Dover, Shepway and Thanet, you could be eligible for a loan from the Small Business Boost Fund, part of the Expansion East Kent. And this scheme is aimed at a wide range of businesses, including those in manufacturing and the service sectors. Applicants can be start-ups or have been in existence for less than 6 years. And you need to have less than 50 employees. And you need to be seeking a loan of up to 50k to help you expand and create jobs.
Cool.
Now, to find out about that, you go to www.supportek.co.uk and you'll find out all about it. And that's available through the Invicta Chamber. So thank you for that.
I just had a text from someone that says Mike actually sounds like David Beckham as well.
Oh no, he's much better than David. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about that. You're not from Essex, are you?
No, I'm not. No.
Nah.
David Beckham's quite squeaky, isn't he?
Yeah.
Have they worked on his voice, do you think? Is he getting better?
I did hear that he worked on his voice. I didn't know he had elocution lessons.
To just lower, like Maggie Thatcher did, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah,
I heard that he did that. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. But he's incredibly, I think he's a lovely
guy. I've had a tweet from Lee at Ancorian's Football Club as well, who said, great show, good to hear from Mike Delaney. If we can, a shout out. Ancorian's Football Club is looking for players for their girls under 8 to under 14s team. Just for those of you that don't know, Ancorians are a community football club. They're based over in Medway and they run more than 20 teams, and they run all kinds of teams, boys, girls, disabled teams, special needs teams, as well as adult football for men and women and boys and girls and all kinds of things. And their club mascot is Sammy the Starfish. And you can find out about the girls teams if they're particularly at this moment looking for girls under 8 to under 14 teams in all the age groups, and you can find out by going to their website, which is ancoriansfc.co.uk. So do check
nice
that
one.
Out.
Nice one.
U-Targeting.
They have a...
U-Targeting is changing name.
Are they?
Say hello to Digital Beans.
Ooh.
Search and social marketing. As times change and our industry has developed, we have evolved, changed our systems, grown our team and invested in the technologies we use. Our name is now the next element to undergo the evolution process. We hope you like it as much as we do, and you can now find out all about it by going to www.digital-beans.co.uk.
Nice.
So that's Piperous and Amy and all the folks over there at U-Targeting have had a name change to the much nicer Digital Beans.
And a big hello to Advanced Bunzel, who are labelling experts. They can do design, print, etc. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Advanced Bunzel, B-U-N-Z-L, established over 50 years. And they can help you if you want labels for your bottles
packages. Wasn't Bunzel a bear? Oh, was that Bungle? Thank you, Joe. Yeah, that's Bungle. I know it was something like that.
Was that
Bungle.
In the 1900s as well? Sort of.
Joe, did you hear what she said about you?
Not you, Joe. Not you.
Oh, she
Andrews.
Was so rude to you, Joe,
no,
then.
No, Paul Andrews' bear would have been. You had a bit of coal and a stick in your day. Women in Business Lunch, Paul Andrews. Here's one for you.
I normally go to those.
Yeah, you do. You're usually the guest speaker. I've never quite understood why. Lisa Cutts, who's an award-winning crime author, and this is on the 23rd of September, it's a diary date, 11:15 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Chilston Park, Lenham. She's a crime writer and a police officer as well, balancing time between her work and her writing. Her debut book, Never Forget, won the Writers' Retreat competition in 2012 and has been optioned for a major TV drama. Oh, that looks good. So this is £29 plus VAT. Includes tea, coffee on arrival, two-course lunch, www.bestbusinessevents.co.uk. Just trying to think of that one I liked, Broadchurch. Did you watch that, Jo? That was good, wasn't it? I loved it. Yeah, bring it on. I always get really upset when they finish. But I save them all up and I watch them in a night. I get exhausted. sad when they finish.
Cool.
Paul Andrews.
We've had a tweet from Justin Dean. He said, "Hi, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. Please could you thank Sally for Cakes and the Kent Deaf Children's Society for nominating me for the Kent Independent Traders Awards for Creative Business." More than happy to do that, Justin. Thoroughly deserved nomination. Hope you win, and well done to Sally and also the folks, the lovely Louise and the folks over there at the Kent Deaf Children's Society. Funnily enough,
Sally for Cakes.
Sally and Louise and the folks at the Kent Deaf Children's Society also run football teams for deaf kids. And they have I can't remember what night it is. It's Monday night football.
Whitstable,
they have,
isn't it?
In Whitstable area, where they have a number
worth
of teams.
Going there just for the cakes. Yeah, she makes fabulous cakes.
Yeah, she does indeed. But the kids over there.
But I want to after the show, I'm going to Google you and try and watch a video of you, because I want to see all this. It's very interesting.
There's one where I have a kickabout, like a little freestyle battle against Ronaldo.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you can give your verdict on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Well, we've had a quick tweet from Ollie Whitfield again, who's well into this.
He's very inspired,
He said, "Is the goal to get a youngster onto the Red Bull Freestyling Championship or to be a pro player?"
Either,
really, I would have thought.
I'm interested in all areas of football.
I know that they probably sponsor you, but I get them off the Red Bull energy drink. I mean, they're terrible for kids.
Yeah, I don't drink it. No, I can't endorse
lemon
that
barley, darling. In my day, lemon barley.
Robinson's lemon barley.
There's an award-winning.
Other lemon barleys are available.
Award-winning communications agency. Just water, actually. Realia coconut. Of course, coconut water is the new Red Bull. Realia Marketing, together with global leader in property damage restoration, Polygon, has had its recent internal marketing campaign recognised with a finalist berth in the largely pure B2B event in Europe. The Red Pants registration campaign was designed to address a key business issue. That's 2 weeks running we've mentioned pants.
Yes, stop right there.
To improve company... I'm not talking about your laundry habits. But you did say that you don't wash your underpants. To improve company gross margin by increasing levels of billable
items. No, actually, I said I don't wear underpants.
Oh, okay. You go commando. It has an immediate impact. That's why you get to all those women in business lunches. Impact in terms of awareness of this issue and critically on revenues too. So this is, you need to go to b2bmarketing.net awards to find out more about this, and that's from Realia director Paul Williams.
Fantastic. We're gonna scrabble our way through a few things that I want to bring to your attention, some business related stuff. The draft national minimum wage regulations have been published, and the National Minimum Wage Amendment Number 2, Regulation 2014, has been published in draft form and is due to come into force on the 1st of October 2014. They increase the various national minimum wage rates as follows. The adult rate for workers who are 21 and over will increase from £6.31 to £6.50 per hour. The youth development rate for 18 to 20-year-olds will increase from £5.03 to £5.13 per hour. The rate for 16 and 17 year olds will increase from £3.72 to £3.79, and the apprentice rate will increase from £2.68 to £2.73. The accommodation offset will increase from £4.91 to £5.08 per day, and the National Minimum Wage Amendment Number 3, Regulation 2014, has also been published in draft form and is due to come into force on the day after that regulation is made. So as of October the 1st 2014, there's a new set of National Minimum Wage legal minimums.
I think it's quite good, actually. I thought some of the... there's an apprentice I was seeing, and she was, like, on £2 an hour.
Oh, that's nonsense, isn't it?
I mean, how can you... It's just the bus to get somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's nonsense.
I got the bus on Sunday to Flow & Co.
Did you?
Because you can't park in Whitstable, can
you?
No. I got the bus.
You got a bus?
Yeah, I got a little day pass.
You only live 50 yards.
Yeah, well, I would have walked, but I was with my new husband in casualty one night. I only had an hour's sleep. And I had to do a video as well. I was all over the place. 8 hours I was in Ashford casualty. The best of care
shows. Get well soon, Gav.
Yeah, get well, darling. He will, because I'm making fish pie tonight.
Chicken soup.
For his brain. Chicken soup and fish pie. Raise the goalpost. The Best of Kent shows, East Kent B2B. This is a free conference and exhibition and the place to do business. It's Wednesday the 11th of September, so diary date, and it's at St Lawrence Cricket Ground, Canterbury. You could do the cricket choreography too, Mike, couldn't you? Similar. Give you a bat and a ball.
I might want to bring in one of our specialists for that.
I'll come and watch. So from choir boy to rock star to entrepreneur to speaker, this is QJ, who's a presenter on Channel Radio. And he's the second...
This is HQ, Wednesdays, 5 o'clock.
Yep. Our second speaker is driven by his passion for people and their achievements, and his communications consultancy has worked with some of the largest blue chip companies. He's also worked with some of the largest names in show business, including performing alongside Nigel Kennedy. He also wears fabulous trainers. And he's alongside Doug Richard, the dynamic entrepreneur from Dragon's Den. He's the keynote speaker. So that's Wednesday, 11th of September at St Lawrence's Cricket Ground, Canterbury.
Cool. Kent Foundation for Young Entrepreneurs. Become a volunteer business mentor. Revitalise your own creativity, stimulate your business acumen, and support a young, inspiring, and potential business person. As part of the West Kent Enterprise Initiative, we are on the lookout for business owners, experts, and professionals to join our ever-growing team of business mentors. Our next 1.5-day training course is on the 16th, which is a half day, and the 24th of September. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a mentor, then you can email mentoring@kempfoundation.org. That's mentoring@kempfoundation.org. And we are fast approaching the end of the show. So I'd just like to say a massive, massive thank you to Danny and Joe Tickner of Samsy and Gas. Thank you for that round of applause for joining us on the show. And to Mike Delaney of Mike Delaney Soccer Skills. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you all on. And I hope it's not too warm and horrible and tacky, but we'll have a nice cold drink when we get off air. Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. We will be back with you next week. Coming up later today on Channel Radio, at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cam at Extra Milk. And as we mentioned earlier, his special guest today is Mr. Alan Parker, guitarist and songwriter. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with the Craig Avery Show.
There's a queue forming.
At 7 o'clock, we have Beer, Balls, Birds and Bands, Down the Pub, the show with Phil and Jonathan. You can guess what that's about just from the tagline. Down the Pub at 7 o'clock, and then Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of new, unsigned and up-and-coming music with the New Potato Show from 9 till 11 tonight, all on channelradio.co.uk. But for the moment, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin with our special guests, Danny and Joe Tickner from Samsy and Gas and Mike Delaney. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.